I'm gonna go as the accordion Frankenstein.
Yeah, that's kind of horrifying, isn't it? It's those darn accordions.
Darn those accordions. I love this song.
I'll send that out.
I don't care who does it and how they do it.
Exactly. Send that out to everyone who has an I'm Pro Accordion and I Vote bumper sticker.
Yeah, that goes out to you, my friends. So, what you just heard was a huge slab of sound. Mm-hmm. Huge, huge.
Lots and lots of sounds and very little talk. Thanks to you for the pledgers only.
For the pledgers only. If you haven't pledged, well, never mind.
You hear nothing but commercials. We're kind of
joking. It's an advertisement for us.
Kind of, sort of joking, sort of.
What you just heard were the 2006 Eurovision champions.
Ow!
Yes.
Lordy, lordy, lordy.
Lordy, L-O-R-D-I. They're from Finland, which I have heard described as, well, as the Appalachians of Scandinavia. It's kind of rural, kind of strange, kind of deliverance.
I like the...
But I'm not going to diss Finland.
And you know, if you know anything about Eurovision, that it's, again, one of those sort of, it's so bad, it's good kind of things.
It is awesome.
There are some bands that are just pretty mind-blowing that win. They wouldn't win like a general regular music competition,
no.
But their showmanship. Ah, and what the
and
press said...
Lordy.
About Lordy, and it's kind of hard to read because they've got the very
gothic font,
but it says...
Make it fancy.
The band's use of flaming dragon-encrusted swords and exploding baby dolls expresses the warrior spirit of the Vikings.
Thank you, New York Times. Thank you for that. Before that, we heard who those guys who are haunting the stage tonight at...
Ow!
At where? The Frequency?
No, High Noon Saloon.
Oh, whoa, big time.
Yeah, Francis Bean is about to hit the stage. That's the Nirvana tribute. That's kind of a side project of Awesome Car Funmaker guys.
Hey, if you're lucky, Courtney Love will show up and vomit on you.
All right. And then there probably will be a vomiting Courtney Love somewhere in Halloween. She shows up every year. Then they will be followed by Madison's own Masters of Heavy Horror Surf, the Knuckle Dragger.
Gar.
And then the headliner that we just heard, Sealed Casket.
Sealed Casket. And we heard
number 8,
I Control the Night. And that was off of their
Face X, Face X, Face.
Face X, 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 Face, X, Face.
Your face in my X.
I thought, yeah, and both those went very well with Skidmark Bob's Dave the Dead Volume 2 Halloween Mashup, which we'll be continuing after our newer discs at 9. New discs at 9. They're newer, too.
Yeah, we're going to play a few new things from different discs, mainly, because people expect to hear new music around 9 o'clock, so we thought that'd be good.
Yes, and we haven't played much new music, and we like to play new music. So what we're going to hear now is The Heavy...
The Heavy. They're just called The Heavy. That's
they are
the band.
Just The Heavy. And this is off the album, The House That Dirt Built. They make the kind of dirty devil-possessed garage soul pop that leads you unto temptation.
All
and
right.
I would say
Tempt
that.
Tempt me, baby. They kind of remind me of King Khan and whatever band he's playing with it, whatever. Because they've got the heavy, garagey edge and weird, instrumental effects sometimes.
Yep.
But then they also have, like, this kind of loving, dirty R&B soul, too, you know?
Yeah, no, it's the whole history of rock right there. And it all involves loving.
And by the way, speaking of loving, we who are loving you right now is WRT Madison 89.9 FM and HD here in beautiful downtown Wisconsin. The show is Psycho Acoustics.
It is Psycho Acoustics. I'm Mad Sister Heidi.
And I'm your Reverend Velveteen presiding over... we are presiding over the Halloween special here in our lovely robes and... horrible masks.
Exactly, our radio masks.
I am cold. I'm going to put my robe on.
Well, there you go. And I am going to throw another skull on the fire. If you have any last requests, please give us a call.
Yes.
256-2001.
We'll take your last request.
I couldn't find the cramp song that was requested, but
ow.
I found a real darn good one.
All right. an acceptable substitute.
Yes. Well, let's get down with the heavy.
If you value your sanity, don't go in the house. If you believe in evil, don't go in the house.
Oh, God.
Because the people who live there aren't people anymore. Don't go in the house. But if you do, don't say we didn't warn you.
Oh!
Now, with the following collection of ghoulish sounds, you can make your own sounds of Halloween, terrifying and terrible.
Well, terrible is a word for it here on Psychoacoustics. And what you just heard was The Heavy, and that was one of our new discs at 9. And another new disc at 9 that we have coming up is Jukeabox, J-O-O-K-A-B-O-I-X. And I just came on to let you know that. This is a guy, he used to be Grandpa Jukeabox, but he got a friend, and now he's just Jukeabox. Still the same high-quality music. We play Grandpa Jukeabox from time to time. The album, his older album is Rope Chain. This one, the brand new one, is Dead Zone Boys with some very Halloween-y songs, I might add. So that's why we're playing it tonight. So you're going to hear Don't Go Phantom, Evil Guh, and Zombie Teardrops. And again, this is Jukeabox with the new album Dead Zone Boys.
Don't go phantom, I'm in love with you. I'll do anything you want me to do. Don't go phantom, I'm in love with you. I'll do anything you want me to do. Don't go phantom, I'm in love with you. I'll do anything you want me to do. Don't go phantom, I'm in love with you. I'll do anything.
I remember when I first met. You said you liked my style. I told you that I'd walk with you, but only for a while.
know there an odd lady just won't let me go. Good girl.
sockets. It's a funny feeling.
Again, dear friends, that was Grandpa Jukebox. Well, not Grandpa Jukebox, just Jukebox now. Jookabox. And as always, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or last requests, feel free to give us a call here at 256-2001. Otherwise, sit back, relax, and let the waves, or maybe I should say, let the clods of rock fall onto your casket.
Because of the crisis which is even now developing, this radio station will remain on the air day and night.
What's going on?
It's gonna be okay.
Death.
We're communing with Satan right there in the massive
hospital. The murder victims show evidence of having been
brutally devoured.
We'll multiply their murder.
Prompted authorities to examine the bodies of some of the victims. Medical authorities in Cumberland have concluded that in all cases, the killers are eating the flesh of the people they murdered.
radiation continues to increase steadily. So long as this situation remains, government spokesmen warn that dead bodies will continue to be transformed into the flesh-eating collection.
Eyeballs, 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 eyeballs everywhere. Eyeballs, eyeballs. Kami is the magnificent god of emotional earthquakes. He strikes with passion, always swift, never just. He is the ultimate in fury. Nino Kami governs the ends of all things. There will be many lovers drawn toward your aura of sexual magnetism. Your magic will captivate them, sometimes even beyond your desires. If the time of ending is to come, only Nino Kami can help you dissipate the energies you have generated. And only Nino Kami can set you free. To be rid of a lover, every day at 3 for 9 days, you mail the lover one of 9 magical packets. Each separate tiny enchanted packet must contain ashes from the emotional earthquake spell, along with 3 whole cloves, 1 soft gray feather, sand, and wax from the candle used in the spell. You send each packet inside a gray envelope sealed with red wax. The separating influence of the spell will last forever. The break is painful and very sad. You begin on the 3rd Tuesday at 9. You enter a quiet area. Light 1 very large and very black candle. On a parchment, draw the number 22, along with the symbols for the sun, the moon, and all the planets. Stain the parchment.
Welcome, children of the Scranton Industrial Park community! Join your gangster pumpkin on this pallet truck of doom! Don't worry about a thing! Rest assured, you'll see me later!
We are doing Haunted House this Halloween.
Thank you.
Frogs lay hundreds of millions of eggs every year. What would happen if they all hatched? American International Pictures presents Frogs, the story of the day nature strikes back. What strange sequence of events unleashed such a slithering, slimy tidal wave of fear? Why did these particular people on that particular island face this particular kind of terror? See Frogs, starring Ray Milland, Sam Elliott, Joan Van Ark, Adam Rourke, and Judy Bass. Frogs, an American International picture, in color, rated PG. Frogs, today the pond, tomorrow the world.
Frogs, frogs,
The only thing crazier than frogs are the cane toads.
I could tell you that Frogs, not that exciting of a movie. Great, great promo, though.
Zombieland, however,
very exciting,
really
movie.
Good. Did you see it?
I have seen it.
Oh, all right.
Lots of zombie action.
Sounds
and
good to me.
With its tongue firmly planted in its cheek. Or
and
maybe
poking right on through, yes.
Poking through... Yes, with its that's a good one. With its tongue poking through its cheek. So what you just heard was a couple of requests. Well, I couldn't find the exact requests, but we played Alien Sex Fiend, Lips Can't Go. I don't remember. And then we played Louise Huebner, Earthquake Spell for Unwanted Lovers. She is, of course, the official witch of Los Angeles.
That goes out to Father Angus by his request. He misses being here with you all. And
this was his favorite show of the year.
Yeah, doing the Halloween show. The there is a gaping, bleeding hole here where he used to be.
Yes.
Anyway.
Dripping everywhere.
And as a person with knowledge in such matters, and even though it's melodramatic, it's pretty, if you followed her directions, it'd work probably too well.
Probably. Before that, for the person who requested The Cramps and Alien Sex Fiend, we also played The Cramps' Eyeball in My Martini. Eyeballs, eyeballs, eyeballs. And before that, The Twin Peaks Twist by Mr. Chups. And we started it all out with Attack of the Zombies. And Zombies Got It Right by Hellephant off of their Another Glorious Exercise in Horror. So do you have anything you want to tell the folks?
Well, we got a few things we'll have to say quick because we want to get to our last barrage there from the Pop Defect Radio. But the Hour of Slack coming up has actually got an interesting scoop. They don't often have a news scoop. Reverend Stang's son, back in 2002, worked for the guy who was Balloon Boy's dad. So they have an episode, a look into the mind such as they are, of the Heens, with revealing recordings and testimony about them by young Stang.
Wow.
And so on and so forth. And some poems from alt.slack.
Well, we're looking forward to that.
So Hoaxes and Kookdom, that'll be great. That'll be the Hour of Slack coming up at 10 o'clock.
Hey, what's the scene this weekend?
So tonight, Wayne the Train Hancock's playing at Crystal Corner. If you want to see some rockabilly, as we mentioned before, a Sealed Casket and Knuckle Dragger at the High Noon. Tomorrow, Hellephant, Perverse Engineer, Screaming Mechanical Brain, and Dabidol are at the Annex. I'm sorry, that is also tonight at the Annex. Tomorrow, Critical Mass Bike Ride for Halloween, 5:30 p.m. Costumes are encouraged. MadisonCriticalMass.org, and that's at Capitol and West Washington where it starts. Also tomorrow, Mad Trucker Gone Mad, CD Release Party with Lorenzo's Music and the Rebuilds, The Frequency. Tomorrow being Devil's Night, according to this old Detroit girl. Tomorrow and Saturday is Freakin' Halloween Weekend with the Dane 101. So a bunch of bands Friday, VO5, Lip Service, Elvis Costello Tribute, Dead Zeppelin is Led Zeppelin, Bingo Handjam is REM, Gold Rush is Neil Young. And Saturday it's Bon Squad, which is AC/DC, Boo Fighters, you can guess that one, Cupcake does Cake, Trick or Treat, Cheap Trick, and the Jet Blacks is Joan Jett Tribute. That's all. They're all at the High Noon, and they've got prizes for the best, the sexiest, the couple group, the geekiest, and the lookalike costumes. All day Saturday, Star Liquor is having the costume contest they have every year. Stop in your costume and get your picture taken, and then everyone votes for the winners, and you get a prize. There's a Day of the Dead celebration all day Saturday, making arts and altars and crafts. There's food and drink and music by Son Mundanza at the Neighborhood House on South Mills. Also at the Revolution Cycles from 7 p.m. until late. It's Family Friday till 10. Fools and Ghouls and Things That Drool. DJ Mopeto, costumes, treats, and games. That's Revolution Cycles on Atwood. At the Frequency, the Halloween party is Leaders of Men doing Joy Division, Miss Figs, Misfits Tribute, Badum Badum, the Buzzcocks Tribute, and Warm Wet Rag. That's the Ween Tribute. Also, Nestor versus Taki All-Stars, DJ and referee, National Selector, free show at the Alchemy Saturday, another costume party, and then also at Mickey's, Costumes Magic, Venice Gashouse Trolley, and Chaos Revolution Theory. And that's pretty much what I've got until next Thursday. I know there's probably more stuff going on, or if you want more info about anything we mentioned, give a call down here, 256-2001.
Well, with that, let's get back with Skidmark Bob's Day of the Dead, Volume 2, off of popperfectradio.blogspot.com.
Pop Defect Radio. It's not perfect, it's a defect.
Yes.
You want everything, you want to correct it.
Make it perfect.
Yeah.
Well, it is perfect.
Whatever you do this weekend, have a great time, be safe, and mess with people's heads. That's always fun.
Make sure your mask has eye holes.
Look out for Babylon the Great.
Oh!
PopDefectRadio.blogspot.com. Subversive music for dangerous times.
Lucy, flavorful with just a hint of.
Hey, that's my check cashing arm, you stupid.
To the panic room!
We don't have a panic room!
To the panic room store!
Not with me, if you want to live.
Another politician who can't keep his promises.
Hey, Cass, put that thing all the way in the fire. We don't want it getting up again.
All right, I got you.
It's amazing how quickly things can go from bad to total shitstorm. And why am I alive when everyone around me has turned to meat? It's because of my list of rules. Rule number one for surviving Zombieland, cardio. When the virus struck, for obvious reasons, the first ones to go were the fatties. Poor fat bastard. But as the infection spread and the chaos grew, it wasn't enough to just be fast on your feet. You had to get a gun and learn how to use it. Which leads me to my second rule, the double tap. In those moments when you're not sure the undead are really dead, don't get all stingy with your bullets. I mean, one more clean shot to the head. And this lady could have avoided becoming a human Happy Meal. Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Radio.
God damn you!
Subversive music for dangerous times.
God damn all of you!
Eating!